Okay, good morning, Masechet Chulin on Daf Kaf Bet. And we're mamash on the Amud on the second line, but just a very quick summary. So we started off with a Braita. What about with a three-way machloket, right? We got the machloket, we've got Chachamim, which is Tanakama, then we got to Rabbi Shmuel, then we got Shimon, right? And basically, we're discussing over here this three-way machloket. Of the Havdalah, the Simanim, right? Of where we learned, we said Kamishpat. That's right. So we said like this. The question was the time we got three, Yaseh Ola Kamishpat. What was Kamishpat with regards to the Ola? Could we go that Kamishpat mentioned with Chatat of the Simanim? So we said Ola. So the Tanakama learned Kamishpat from Behema, right? Then we said Vihikrivo was to separate, distinguish between the Chatat and the Ola of the Of. Then we had Rabbi Ishmael, and Rabbi Ishmael said that Kamishpat is one bird from the other, the Chatat from the Ola, right? And what was Vihikrivo as far as Rabbi Ishmael was concerned? Rabbi Ishmael said that was to separate, to tell us the difference between the Simanim, right? The one needed one Simanim, the one needed two Simanim. And then we had Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon said Kamishpat was also like Rabbi Ishmael from Kamishpat Ta'of. So he said, so what is the difference between the two? The one is what is this mishpat? So we learn that you've got to hold the neck and the body of the animal at the same time that you do hatazah, mitzah, right? Just like you would in a chatat, so too with the ola. Okay, that's something we got up to yesterday, right? That's what we finished yesterday. So now the Gemara like is my ka'amar, right? Right, so this is the middle of the bright. We're still in the middle of the brighter, by the way. This is the middle of the brighter. And the Gemara, the brighter sort of stops in the middle of the brighter and says, my ka'amar. What's going on here? Look at Rashi. Daha ochez brosh baguf. This Rabbi Lazar ben Shimon, who says that you've got to hold the head and the body together. Mashma shetzarich leochzan shnehem betoch kaf yado. You've got to hold them both in the palm of your hand. Velo sagile lechoz brosh o baguf. And he implies that you've got to hold the whole bird in your hand, and not good enough that you're going to just hold the head or hold the body. Right, that's okay. Well, that's exactly Gemara's question, right? Uminale ha bechatat, right? And where does he learn this with regards to chatat? Maybe with an ola we can understand, but a chatat, remember, the ola's got two simanim, right? And the chatat only one simanim, right?
Yes.
So the ola we separate. So what's the question of here? Okay, let's just keep going.
Explanation.
No, but it's like this. What's this? What does it mean? Just like later on, right? That the pasuk there speaks about the chatat. Okay, that's with regards to the chatat, because they don't separate the chatat. There's no cutting it in half. Afkan keshu ochez harosh baguf mazeh. Right, so to over here, the Al Korchach, look at Rashi, Hahekesh and Hachiyati. So this is why, this is the Hekesh of Kamishpat, of between Chatat to Ola. The Ha Mul Oref, Mikzer Shavah Nafkele. Because the actual place of the Shchita, we only learn of where you're going to do it, because there we learn from Mikzer Shavah, U Kamishpat, Chatat Behemah Lorim. And we're going to learn it from Behemah, like Tanakama. The Ha Mi Of, so we learn from Of, right? He says, so therefore, what he's telling us is, what do we mean by Ochez Barosh? He says, that is exactly the din of Kamishpat. Just like you do with the Chatat, so you do with the Ola. So Gemara says, Ima lahalam b'siman echad. If you're telling me now that we're learning Kamishpat, one from the other, so I've got a question. Because we've seen already that with the Ola, it's two simanim, and with the Chatat, it's one siman. So if we're learning Kamishpat, and they have to be exactly the same, one to the other, so then, imara misiman echad, with the chatat, it's one siman. Afkan misiman echad. Why don't we also do it here with one siman? Right, you're telling me kamishpat means learn one bird from the other. God says, no, tamud omar vihikrivo. That's where vihikrivo comes in. So we've seen vihikrivo for each of these tanaim over here. We've got chachamim, right? Vihikrivo told us that the chatat and the ola are completely different. And that's why we learn from behema. Right? That was how Tanakama learned vihikrivo. Yes. Rabbi Shmuel, right, he learned Hikrivo, right, about doing Havdalah, dafka about the two Simanim. And Rabbi Deva Shimon also learned Kamishpat, between the two birds, again. So how do we know about the two Simanim? Vikrivo. Again, he used also Vikrivo. Look at Rashi. Vikrivo, debayi Havdalah, b'miktzat. Can have love mikzat yamid. You're going to separate the animal into two, right? The bottom and the top. And that really means you've got to cut the two simanim. Because if you don't cut the two simanim, then the animal's connected from the top to the bottom. So the proper way to do havdalah is to cut both the simanim. That's really, they're two sides of the same coin. You with me? Right?
And that's with an ola.
And that's with an ola, not a chatat. That's a little bit confused, right, about v'minale ha b'chatat, Rashi says. I would have thought that he would have said v'minale ha b'ola. But okay.
What does
vehikrivo mean? Because vehikrivo, because the pasuk says could have said vehikriv, and vehikriv would apply to both. Once you said vehikrivo, this one you do it, and not another one. So we see there's a difference in the way the two birds are treated. That's how I explained it yesterday. All right. So now tana vehikrivo, v'tanakama. So now tanakama. How does tanakama? V'chim achar denaf kelan mimolek vehiktir. Right. He learned this havdalah. Tanakama said that because we've got molek, Tanakama said yesterday we had three straight stages in the pasuk. Where there was a Rashi, look, go back a second to Kaf Alef Amud Bet on the Rashi, the second wide line. We said Talmud Lomar, second wide line. So the Talmud, this is Tanakama. We said the Talmud Lomar beolat nedava with regard to the ola. It said umalaket rosho vehiktiram isbeicha. So first you do melika, then you do haktarak. Right, you burn it. And then it says, v'nim tzad damo. And then we said, how can you do mitsui? How can you squash out the blood after you've burnt it? So we said, no, there has to be two haktarot. We said the haktarot of the rosh, the haktarot of the body are done separately. That's what we said yesterday. So we proved there were two haktarot. It was completely separated. That's why you could do haktara on the head. You could still have the body. You can do mitsui after you've done haktarot. So you do haktara of the head, you do mitsui of the body, and then you can do haktara of the body.
They're still connected?
They separated. That was the whole thing of the olive. They separated, right? They can be separated. Otherwise, you can be head and the body. You can completely separate them, or have them as long as even the rov would be good enough. But the ikar is that the two simanim are completely cut, and therefore you got a situation where you can do separate haktara on the head and the body. So that's what explained. That was what Rashi yesterday said. He said like this: Da v'chi efshar lomar kein me'achar shu maktir hu motze. Can we say that after he really burnt it, he does the mitzui ela moko? Kederech haktarato. We said, therefore, the melika is like the way we do haktara. How do we do haktara? Ma haktara, harosh ba'atzmo v'haguf ba'atzmo. So to melika, haguf and the rosh are two separate incidents, and we separate them completely. That was the idea,
so
right?
So how can he hold them both together?
So that was the whole thing. So that was the Gemara's question. So even you can still hold both together.
If one's burnt.
Once, no. So, ochez barosh. Right, because we do... Good question. You're saying that
doesn't
work. No, because that's Tanakama. Wait, Robert's right. That's Tanakama, and this is Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Shkoach, thank you. You saved me there. Okay, getting confused. All right, thank you. All right. So now, if Tanakama learned from Mimolek Umaktir, and this Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is using Hikrivo, that's going to split it in half, split it into two. Tanakama already learned that splitting from Molek Umaktir. So what did Hikrivo for as far as that tan is concerned? So Rashi says over here, look here, at Hikrivo Lamali, Lechalek, the law neima kemishpat chatataof, besiman echad. Remember that Chachamim, they say kemishpat is learning from an animal, not from a bird. Remember that? Tanakama learns kemishpat is telling us the dinim from a behema to a bird, not from bird to bird. So he says, Daha itkash melike laktara. Says the law name kamishpat chatataof. He doesn't learn from mishpat chatataof because the chatataof is a siman echad. The ha itkash melika laktara. So therefore, he uses melika and aktara, and those two are completely separate. So it says I love vehikrivo haba mina mai kamishpat. It says now with regards to this tana over here, I love vehikrivo. If he hadn't said kivo, I love vehikrivo. Hava amina mai kamishpat. If he hadn't said kivo, which comes to what we have thought that kamishpat means, kamishpat chatata off, right? Exactly like chatata off, right? And what is chatata off? Chatata off is only one sima. Look at Rashi there. I v'hava amina kamishpat chatata off the salik minay, which is the sim, which is the sugi above it in the Torah, above it. That was salik minay means. So we had chatata off, then olata off. If we hadn't had v'kivo, right, to teach us that we got to separate them completely, we would have thought that Ola ta'of is exactly like chata ta'of, which we did to him previously. What's ola chata ta'of? We don't separate, so too olat ha'of. Right? Ve'i mishum umalak vehiktir. And if we had like Tanakam learned Malako Victor, Rashi Mishu Malako Victor, Hahu Hava Mafkinan Leil Drash Achrina. Right? And if it was just, if, in other words, if we never had over here, if we had just had Malak Umaktir, I mean, Mahak Tarabar Roshosho Mizbayach, Af Malika Roshosho Mizbayach. So if we, in other words, this Vikrivo is important because without the Vikrivo, we would have had Kamishpat of Chatat Of, we would have made that mistake and thought that the Ola is also only one Siman. And we could have also had Malaku Ohekti, which was the Gzereshav that Tanakama learned, and how would we have applied it over here? We would have said that the Malika and the Haktara are the same, just like Malika you do on Rosh Mizbayach, just like Haktara you do on Rosh Mizbayach, sorry, so to the Malika you'd have to do on Rosh Mizbayach. Right, so now we say, look at Rashi there. Hahu have a mafkinan le drash achir, we learn something else from it. The minay dafkinan de Malikat olata off, because there we go on olata off, right? What is olata off? That the mitzvah is the lemale michuta sikrihi barosh hamizbeach. The ilu medikat chatata of lemata, and the chatat we do the bottom. Because I find that zvachim akirchat zekir hatachton. The prayer kodesh kodesh. Vekevan demi bayda lemil tachrina. Since we need this sugya for something else, lo alim lemaakeh hekeshet the kamishpat mehud the sadik minay. It wouldn't have been strong enough to uproot the previous limud. Otherwise, we would have rather, like we said previously, we would have learned chatat was above ola in the sugya. We would have said, ah, the smichut of the parashot is a stronger limud. Therefore, we would have learned that. We would have said that the ola is like the chatat. The midrash hekeshe de melike vakral inyan rosh hamizbeach vehekeshe de kemishpat inyan achizat rosh baguf. Seemed much simpler to me last night.
You were asleep.
Hey, yeah, I was asleep. I'm awake then, and I'm asleep now. So what's Rashi saying? Rashi's saying, as we try to understand as far as the three-way limud is concerned, because look what's going on over here. We've got Tanakama who learned Kamishpat from Behema, and therefore he learned the Malika and the Mitsui. So we've got that they separated Simanim, and his Hikrivor over there, right? So what did Tanakama use Hikrivor for? He used Hikrivor which was lechalek between the two birds, right? Sadakam has got kemishpat to behema, he's got melika and haktara to tell us that they're separated, and ikrivor is that the ola and the chatat are not the same, that the Torah distinguishes between them. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, right? Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon over here, he has from kemishpat from bird to bird, he has vikrivor, right? So that's two different simanim. That's really what we're up until now. So now, and the Torah says, and the Gemara says that we need to have all three different limudim, Malika and Haktara, Hikrivor, and Chatat Kamishpat. With all these three, basically, it seems to be like a package deal, which creates a difference between Ola and Chatat, and prevents us from learning one from the other. I think that's the way to sum it up, basically, what we've seen over here. Okay, it's the worst in the Hashta. Okay, right, I think that sums it up, right? So now, Hashta, the Kata Rachmanev Yikrivo. So the Gemara says, but nonetheless, the Torah did say Yikrivo. Right? So after all of this, we have got the Yikrivo. So look at Rashi, yeah? Hashta, the Kata Rachmanev Yikrivo. Al Korchach Akrei Minei. You can, right? You aren't forced to have the Smichut Parashot. The Chiluk Legamrei Mashmel al Tanakama. Right? Because as far as Tanakama is concerned, Chachamim, they completely separate. The Lord Tigmar Minei Klal. You wouldn't have to, you can't learn one of the Ukme Achatat Behema. And he learns it, therefore, this Vikrivor, that because the bird is identified on its own, the Ola Vikrivor, and there's a completely separate distinction between the Ola and the Chatat, he then goes and says, so where do we learn the Dilim of Ola from? From Behema. Because they're completely separated. Umihashta Darish, Mivamalak Umaktir, and then there in Natanakama then learns, from the Malika Makti, the Gamre Itkish Haktar al Malika. He says it's completely the Hekir to Malika, Bainin Yarosh Hoshem Isbayach, Bainin Yarosh Ba'atzmo, Vahaguf Ba'atzmo. So he says, since we've got the Hikrivo, he says, nonetheless, the Tanakh, we've learned Hikrivo, which comes to tell us that everything is completely different. So the Gemara said like this, Darush Bainami, the Hikrivo Darush. So now learn from Hikrivo as well. So he says like this, Ha, Darush, sorry, Vikrivo, Darush Bainami Ha. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. This is where it ends. This is the conclusion of that whole sugya. Sorry. This is only really, right. Sorry, that's right. This is that makes sense now, right? So we the quest starts off over here on my ka'amar. לחי כאן, מה להן קשור אחרי ראש ואף כאן חוץ ובראש? אם בא להן בסימן אחד וסימן אחד, זה אומר שבתלמלו ויקריבו. שסיס, הוא גם בכתיב בתנא קמא, מאחד אף כאן ממולק ומקטיב ויקריבו, למה לי? וואל לי מקטיבו, זאת אומרת שיש, נא, וואל לתנא קמא לי מקטיבו. כי אם נבד סייד ויקריבו, we would have thought כמשפט like the birds, and we know לתנא קמא wants to learn from the animals. If it had just said מלק ומקטיר, would have said, what is הכתרה, בראש ראש ומזבח, מניק ראש ראש ומזבח, wouldn't have learned about separating the סימנים. He says, נא, כתר רחמנה ויקריבו, since the ראש ויקריבו, דרוש בי נמי, got a limud from ויקריבו for Tanna Kamma, and we can learn all the differences from ויקריבו, we aren't dependent on the limudim which we've learned on other Tannaim. Okay, I think that's it, right, okay, sorry about that. Okay, so now the Gemara Slakas, okay, so that's very nice. So we understand now the difference between all the three Tannaim. Right, I didn't like it. He got up and left, eh?
He lasted
longer than
he thought he would.
Okay. So now, okay, Chatat Behema. Right, so now we're going to new Shia. Chatat Behema. Remember we said over here that we had learned a couple of things. Now we go back to the brighter on Kap Aleph. We said like this. We said, V'ikrivo chalak akhtu ben chatat ofu dachal ha'eva. Umani makayim ka mishpat. So what did Tanna Kamma learn from mishpat? He learned from mishpat, Chatat Behema. And ma chatat behema, he said that the bird is like a behema, does ain't ba ele mina chulin, and doesn't, you can't bring it from chulin, and not from maase shayni mani, and uva yom, and you do the hakrava in the day, and uva yadom in the right hand, so to lata off those from chulin, yom yadom. Another Gemara starts with that. Okay, so now we go back to chatat behema, the ain't ba ele mina chulin minala. So another Gemara wants to know, where's that come from? Where's the lochah from that you can only bring a chatat behema, because we learned olat ha'of from chatat behema. Remember that? Not chatat from ola. It's actually very interesting. I saw the notes here, the most amazing thing. I don't really often read all the notes, but I'm trying to now. And you brought here the most brilliant thing I saw here. I think it's from the Or Sameach. If I'm not mistaken, it's quite the name of the Or Sameach. We'll get to it in a second. Which also, for the first time, I think, since we've been learning Zvachim, we can able to understand properly why. If a rich person brings an animal, and then a poor person brings a bird, okay, a very poor person brings a mincha, but a medium poor person brings a bird, why suddenly has to bring two birds? A rich guy would bring a chatat. Why does he bring an ola and a chatat? Because we'll see in a second. I don't know why these things weren't in Zvachim, but brilliant, we'll see that in a second. So now the first question over here is, Chatat behema de'ena ba'ele minachulim minal. Where are you from Chulin? I'm Rav Chisda at Amar Kra. The passage says, V'hikriv Aaron et par ha'chatat asher lo. Remember, we've learned this in Zvachim as well. Right? We've learned this, I'm sure it's from Zvachim. Yeah, Zvachim tzadikhet. Em minachot. Okay, we've seen this, we've learned this plenty of times. Right? Asher lo. So what does it mean, asher lo? That Aaron brought it, which was his. The Gemara says, Mishelo, velo mishel tzibur. And again, Mishelo, you should be read there. Velo mishel maser. Okay, that was the chiddush. Aaron brought it. This parachatat was his from his own money. Look at Rashi. Mishlo v'shol mishel tzibur mitrumat alishka, not from the lishka, not from the coffers of the Beit Hamikdash. And mishelo, Rashi has the nusach there. Mishelo v'lo mishel maser. The tray asher lo k'din parashat. Mentioned twice in the Torah in that parashat the asher lo, which is his. V'afilu Rabbi Yehuda d'amar maser. I'm on head. Even Rabbi Yehuda goes back a bit out of context. Rabbi Yehuda even says that maser is mamon hedron. Remember that even if you mafrish maser, it's yours, and you actually give it to the bank, it's maser hedron. Lahachi ati, he will even agree that asher lo, the second asher lo is lema'atei, even that you can't use maser money. Uvayom v'yadoi, yamanit nami, and all those three things as well. Ba'par yom ha'kippurim, they all come from par yom ha'kippurim, the same din yom in the day, and his right hand, all in that sugi over there, of par yom ha'kippurim of Aaron. Ba'yom hazeh yechaper, it says it, ba'yom hazeh on the day, uchativ ba'etzpa v'kunah, and it says there as well, etzpa v'kunah, we'll see in a second, v'yizah etzpa o'al p'nei Hashem, etc. Okay, so that's where we know that it can't come from maser, may have to be from chulin money. Now, ba'yom, where do we have to come ba'yom? Right? How do we know ba'yom? So Gemara says, why do we need it? Mi ba'yom tzivto nafka. Should we learn it from another pasuk? We got a pasuk which says, Asher tziva Hashem et Moshe b'har Sinai, ba'yom tzavoto et b'nei Yisrael akriv et korbanahem l'Hashem b'har Sinai. A general pasuk which says that all korbanot have to come in the day. What is the hava amina that this doesn't have to come in the day? Okay, so some of you already might have read the note ahead of me. But so just by the way, the answer of the Gemara is Kedin Aspa. You're right, Kedin Aspa, Stam. You're right, 100%. This isn't really the Makor. Kedi is like Bichdi, right? For no reason. Just once we had it for free. It's a Chupar along the way, he mentioned as well, but you're right. You could have learned it over there as well. But once he was bringing all these Makorot, he brings it from here. So now the Or Sameach says that why would we have thought that you could bring the Ola at night? What is the Ola? The Ola is completely burnt, right? Now, if a rich person brings a keves, so what do we do with the keves? We shech the keves, a part of the animal goes to the Kohanim to be eaten, and then we take out the offal, right? Remember, we take out the emorim, and we burn the emorim on the Mizbeach. When are the emorim burnt? At night. The Ola, now we understand why a poor guy has to bring two korbanot. The Chatat is the part that is eaten. The Ola is the part that is burnt. So the Ola is actually replacing the emorim of the animal. Why does he bring two? Because the bird hasn't got emorim. So the Chatat is the Chatat. And now we need to replace the emorim. The Ola is the emorim. And when are the emorim burnt? At the end of the day, in through the night. So you might have thought, the Ola is like the emorim. And therefore the Ola can be burnt at night. So we need a limud to tell us now. Oh, brilliant, that, eh? I think it's fantastic. Okay. He quotes the Rashba and the Meiri and a whole lot of sources here. It's a combination of stuff which he, I don't know where I read it. Huh? Maybe I read it somewhere. I don't know. I'm sure I read it over here. I don't know. Maybe it was just in the door. Maybe it was in the door. It wasn't a no magid and no nevuah. You know, the Vilna Gaon didn't want a magid. The magid, because I'm sorry that an angel came to the Vilna Gaon plenty of times. He turned them away. He's not interested in magidim. He wants to learn the Torah on his own. You know, so, lahavdil. I don't have magidim. You know what? If a magid came, I'd probably take him. Okay, let's go. All right. The Ramchal had Magidim. The Ramchal had Magidim, and a lot of Eidut of the Ramchal that he used to talk in a different voice. People saw him talking to the Magid, and he would have discussions with the Magid. But Vilna Gaon didn't want a Magid. Magid came to Vilna Gaon. Malachim. The Ramchal had Magidim. Even the Beit Yosef. There's a Masorah that the Beit Yosef, he quotes the Magid. He says, Abba Magid Amar, the Beit Yosef, the Rebbe of Kara, he quotes the Magid. He says, Abba Magid Amar, etc. And the Magid told me this, Magid told me that, he's the Magid. So he learned with the Malach. But again, with the Masorah back to the Vilna Gaon didn't want Magidim. Okay. Yadoa Yemanit, right? Yadoa Yemanit, where's your right hand from? So there we know Yadoa Yemanit, right? Mirabba Barba Khan Nafka. Rabba Khan Amra Bishu Melakish. Koma Kom Stemar Etzpa O Kahuna and Uli Yamin. We've seen this before. If it's got right hand and feet and coin together on Yamin. Now the Gemara says Idach. Now Rashi points it out to what that Idach is. Idach Haduk Benachot or Etzpa O Kahuna. Halilu Rabbanan. He says the Machloket there. It's not so straightforward. Everybody agrees this idea. Rabbanan say that Etzpa O Kahuna is Rabbanan. Aval Rabbi Shimon O Kimna Hatam de Kahuna by Etzpa. We need both. Right? This is over here. Rabbi Shimon needs both. We need etzpa and we learned that the other day, remember? That we need etzpa and kahuna. This is machloket. Is it only etzpa, only kahuna? If it says kahuna, do we have to have etzpa, etc.? Kahuna by etzpa, etzpa lo by kahuna. But Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon, Munorif Benalu Gamri. Where did the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon learn? Is it machloket? Melika, Melika. So they've got their own limud. Not interesting. Okay, next Mishnah, Magneti. Kasher, now we go back to the style I spoke about at the beginning, which Baruch said, right, you see like a style in the Mishnah. Look here, we've got Kasher b'torin, pasul b'nei yonah. What's kosher for a tor is pasul for a b'nei yonah. Right, now, I don't know about you, but I've always battled to remember which is which. Now, we know the halacha, we learned it in Zvachim, and in Menachot, that one of them is when they're young, and one of them is when they're older, remember? Mm-hmm. But which is which? Now, so the Gemara gives us an amazing way to remember which is which. You'll never forget it in your life. I promise you. In your life, you'll never forget it. Because B'nai Yonah, B'nai are children. So the Yonah is when they're young. And Torim are when they're older. So the small bird is the B'nai Yonah, and the big one is the Tor. You'll never forget it now, right? I mean, where was this in the beginning? Why was the beginning of Zvachim? Okay. Suppose. So now, Kasher B'Torim Pasu.
The other way around.
Hey? Why should we go around?
B'nai Yonah. B'nai Yonah.
But no, but we talk about B'nai are young. B'nai are young. It's just a code. I'm not saying that's what it is. I'm saying that you remember. B'nai are children. So you're now B'nai. And Tor is already an old man. Right? Right? So kasher b'torim pasul b'nei yonah. Kasher b'nei yonah pasul b'torim. So now he says that when a bird is at a certain age, because you can bring a bird or a tor or a b'nei yonah. The Torah doesn't tell you which one. It brings or a tor or b'nei yonah. But a b'nei yonah has to be young. And so when, if it's at the age, right, that it's kosher for a tor, then it's pasul for a b'nei yonah because it's too old. And if it's kosher for a b'nei yonah, then it's pasul for a tor. And now the Mishnah says, tchilat hatzihuv, the yellowing, the beginning of the yellowing, what's it called? The fluming, pluming. I don't know what the word in English like that. I think it's called pluming, right? When it plumes, what's the word? Must be one of your English grammars, a word like that, surely.
Yellowing.
Hey? Does it yellow?
Yellowing.
Hey, what does it say?
Yellowing.
Plumage. Okay, that's right. That's the something like that. Plumage, something like that, right? So it's tchilat hatzihuv, when it starts yellowing, right, around the neck, I think it is. This like area around the neck starts yellowing. That's already a time. That's like the halfway mark. That when if the b'nei yonah, when they start yellowing, they already become too old to become a korban. And a tor, if it's yellowing, it's still too young.
It's like
it's pasur at both of what?
Our hair when it's white.
When it's white. Well, yeah, that's a little different, right? That's when it's white, it only gets whiter. Suppose, yeah, when it starts getting white, then you aren't an old man yet. Well, then that means nothing, it can be a different age. Okay. But I, if they were the same, then they would be called the B'nai Yonah and the Tor. They're from the same family. They're from the same family, but they're different speed. They're different in the family. A b'nei yonah you bring when it's young, and a tor you bring when it's old. A b'nei yonah isn't called a tor when it's old. That's not what I said. At a different age. Sorry. No. There are about 70. I think I mentioned there that there are about 70 different types of pigeons. I think I saw that as well in the note there that they quoted. That there are about 70 different types of pigeons, right? And that he says there something like it. Have you not only got those in your notes, or are notes completely different? Hey, did you not mention that anywhere? That there are about 70 different types of pigeons. Hey, only that there's a lot.
Many species of that
genus. Right. Okay, so there's a ton of different types of pigeon. Yeah. Shnei ofot elu hein mishpachot miotom min. They have the same thing. It says sheyesh b'min hayona k'shivim mishpachot. There are about 70, no 20. Extreme. There are about 70 types in the family of pigeons. Okay, and a tor. He says the tor is a wandering bird, and the yonah, right, not. They stay in the same place all the time. That's the difference between a tor and a b'nei yonah. Okay, enough on birds for the moment. Right? So the Gemara is like this. Tarabanan. Torin gedolim ksherim. Tor, when it's big, it's kosher. Ketanim psulim. If they're small, they're pasul. B'nei yonah. Ketanim ksherim. And gedolim psulim. So now the writer says, nimtza. Therefore, what do we find? Remember this nimtza is the same lashon we had. Remember we had the same thing, nimtza, with the melika and the shchita. We said nimtza ma she kasher be melika pasul be. Remember that?
Yeah,
anybody remember that? Right. We had the same lashon, the same mivne in the Mishnayot. Right. So the same idea, nimtza. So therefore, we find that what's kosher for a tor is pasul for b'nei yonah, and what's kosher b'nei yonah is pasul for a tor. Okay. Tell me another brighter. Tell me another. Torim gedolim velo ktanim. Right. Torim when they're big and not when they're small. Now the Gemara wants to say, but maybe Sheyachol, maybe even when they're small, right? Look at Rashi, there's Sheyachol from Ephraim Kavachomer. I love Dichtiv Torim, have you afina midina, dektanim kesheirim, right? So he said, like this, maybe from a Kavachomer we can learn otherwise. Valo Dinhu, isn't it a Kavachomer? Ma b'nei yonah? What about a b'nei yonah? Shelo huchshu bigdolim, huchshu bigtanim, that they aren't kosher when they're bigger, b'nei yonah, only when they're small. Torim, shuchshu bigdolim, a tor which is kosher when it's gadol, and then shuchshu bigtanim, maybe it's the other way around. You're right, a b'nei yonah is only kosher when it's small, and not when it's big. In other words, the b'nei yonah is kosher up to a certain stage. A tor, on the other hand, is unlimited because it can be for much older afterwards. So if it can be more limit and less limits on the up, maybe it should be kosher when it's small. Kakavachomer like that. Right? Says, no, Talmud Lomar Torim. Right? The pasuk there says, V'menof ola korbano l'Hashem v'kriv mina Torim, omim mina yona et korbano. Right? So I'm not sure exactly why Torim over here. Torah, but Gedolim velo ktanim. That's what the Gemara learns. Torim, Gedolim velo ktanim. Look at Rashi there. Talmud Lomar Torim. Lekame mefaresh my Talmud. Okay, we can see the second word Talmud is. Right? So now look at the Rashi. What I said to you, the very first Rashi on the Amud, that's the key. You see, Rashi says, "My bnei yonash nuchshu begdolim." Daha bnei, Rashi says, "Bnei." The word bnei, ketanim mashma. See that Rashi? Bnei is ketanim mashma. Bnei means implies small. The ikuva, and it's lemaakev. In other words, it's preventing you. Come once it gets bigger, it's no good. The gedolim psulin. Right, come here. You'll see that. So it's Rashi who says it, right? That the B'nai is the mushroom means small. So now we'll never forget that. B'nai, you're now small. So now the Gemara, the brighter carries on. The other side now. B'nai, you're now katanim lo gedolim. So we know B'nai, you're now when they're small, when they're big. But maybe we can also learn a kavachomer over here. She'achol v'alo dinu, isn't it a kavachomer? My torim shelo huchshu b'ktanim, huchshu b'gdolim. The Torah is limited as a katan. Right, b'nei yonash huchshu b'ktanim, and which is not limited with a katan. Ein odin huchshu b'gdolim. Therefore, seems to have like an upside on the Torah. When it's little, we can bring it. So should have to bring it as well when it's big. What Talmud lomar b'nei yonah? What does b'nei yonah mean? Katanim v'lo gedolim. So it's a limud that b'nei means katan. Right, it's quite amazing. Okay. So the other Gemara says, my Talmuda. Right, look at Rashi there. The third lines of Rashi. My Talmuda. What is this limud? Klomar, me'eze mikra anachnu lomdim. Because he says like this, Rashi, nehi nami de b'nei mash b'ktanim. I understand, and it's comfortable, that you tell me b'nei means little. Mihu ikub minam. Where do you know there's an ikub? How do we know that once it's no longer a b'nei, we can't bring it? Where do we know de lo mar vinan gedolim mi kavachomer? How do we know? We're going to apply those kavachomers. In other words, you're telling me Talmud lomar torim. Talmud lomar b'nei yona. About tachlis. Why aren't those kavachomers good kavachomers, right? So Amar Rava, Rava says like this, why? He says, because when you look throughout the whole of the Torah, when it mentions B'nai Yonah and Torim, it never changes the style of that. Look, it says, it's lo lishtamit kra. The Torah never changes its form. V'lichtov min B'nai HaTorim or min HaYonah. It never interchanges and says one time B'nai Yonah, another time B'nai Torim or Yonah and Torim or whatever. It's always Torim, B'nai Yonah, right? So Gemara says, okay, Va'ema. The reason I'm putting that Vav there, because you look at Rashi, Rashi adds in the Vav. Va'ema b'nei hayonah dichtiv bahu b'nei. You see that? That's a Rashi there, so I added it in. Va'ema b'nei yonah, maybe, because when you see Va'ema, it's more of a question. Va'ema, maybe you want to say, b'nei yonah dichtiv b'rachmana. When the Torah writes, b'nei is ketanim in gedolim lo. But maybe with regard to Torim, I by gedolim laiti, by ketanim laiti. We see where's the miut. The miut is on the b'nei yonah. It's not on the torim. So torim are labdafka big and labdafka small. The b'yonah we understand, but maybe we can be more freer with regards to the torim. The Gemara says no. Dumia de b'nei yonah. Tor is like b'nei ma b'nei yonah ketanim in gedolim lo. Af torim gedolim in ketanim lo. No, we want to be consistent. The Torah says for a reason b'nei yonah, therefore it's small. Right, and so to Rashi says, after I nam kshayim behechshe b'nei yona. But that's exactly, that was the Gemara's question. The Gemara's answered your question. It says, lo lishtamit kra. Because the Torah, Tarabana, New Brighton. Yachol ye kol ha-torim v'chol b'nei yona kshayim. Maybe we've got no limits over here. There's no such thing as... as any Torah, any Yonah, no matter what they are, what they say, look at Rashi there. Yachol yu kol ha-torim k'sharim, mishe yatzu miklal katnut. In other words, once a Torah is no longer a baby, it can be any Torah is kosher. And again, you call b'nei yonah k'sharim, kol zman shelo ba'u liklal k'sharim, as long as the only limitation on these birds is their age. Right? Maybe there's no other limitation. Talmud lomar, min ha-torim, v'lo kol ha-torim. Min b'nei yonah, v'lo kol b'nei yonah. So the Torah says, no, because the pasuk is specific. It says, v'im min ha'of ola korban ol Hashem, or min ha'torim. So we already see the fact that it says min, from, it means only some, right? And not all. Right, not all, right? So the Gemara says, so what is this for, right? V'lo kol ha'torim, min b'nei yonah, v'lo kol b'nei yonah, what is it for? Prat le'tchilat ha'tzihuv. Remember the Mishnah said, tzihuv is pasul bezeh ubezeh, this yellowing. It says prat latchilat hatzihuv. So once it starts shebezeh v'shebezeh pasul. That's how we know that there is this tchilat hatzihuv. Now God's going to take an interesting turn over here. Look at Rashi for a second. Tchilat hatzihuv k'shematchilin letzahev knafayim shesvivot tzavaram. When the wings around the neck, that's the, what do you call the flume, eh? Plumage, with a P, eh?
The P is the feather.
Pluma.
The plumage, right? The plumage, the feathering around the neck. Right. The plumage, I think, is around the neck. Psulim bezeh ubezeh, right? The yatsu michlal katani v'nifsalu, with regards to the b'nei yonah, once it's got this yellowing, it's no longer a katan. And uleklal gdolim lo ba'u, it isn't yet considered big enough with regards to the Torim. Okay, that's Rashi. So now the Gemara says like this. Me'ay matai ha-Torim k'sherim? When is the Tor become kosher? Mi she'yizhavu. Right, from the time they become golden. Right, look at Rashi, yeah? Mi she'yizhavu. She'yehe kanfei gofen gedolim v'adomim. Right? Of their bodies, right? When I say go, you believe what I mean? Are big and reddened, mazhivim kezahav, and yellowish. And me'ematai b'nei yonah psulin. And when are b'nei yonah doves pasul, mishe yatzhivu, when they become yellow. Look at Rashi. Mishe yatchilu letzahev, or litzov, whatever you pronounce it.
Latziv.
No, it's not a latziv. It's not latziv, it's litzhav, litzahev, or litzov. So that is the story. So now, so that basically those brighter support Aminat Torah. Now, Tanya Yaakov Karchem, he says like this, Me'ematai b'nei yonah k'sherim, so he's got a different version now. We said, our question was, Me'ematai hator kasher, we said when it comes zahav. Me'ematai b'nei yonah psulin, when it becomes yellow. So he now goes the other way around. He says, okay, so that's very nice. Yeah. But me'ematai b'nei yonah k'sherim.
Yeah, not when they're
born. Right, you, exactly. So you're telling me that we know the upper limit of the b'nei yonah. But which is the lower limit? When it starts becoming kosher. Right, so he says, mishaya'alalu. Whatever that word means. Right? Now look at Rashi, yeah? Look at Rashi. He explains very nicely what that word means. Look at Rashi. Can mefarish lakame. In English, they say Ya'alu, really, eh? Because now we know what it means. So he said Mishe Alu. So everyone's asking the question, and what does that mean? So the Gemara says, Tanila, who Tanila, who Amarla. He taught this one and he explains it, right? And he says what it is, who Amarla, right? Look at Rashi for a second, because it's a longer Rashi. We haven't even gone through all the Rashis. He says, who Tanila. He had learned this from his Rebbe. Mi she'ya'alelu. Right? V'hu amarla. And then he explained. Mefresh ha-mishle midato. He now explains what he thinks it means. De mi she'ya'alelu. He says, Lashon efrochav ya'alelu dam. He quotes a pasuk there. Efrochav ya'alelu dam. Right? And what does it mean, ya'alelu dam? That they something about their blood. He says, mi she'ya'alehem dam matsui bivsaram. When suddenly the blood is found in the meat, in the flesh, the chishamit gadfa mine ati mine dama. When the gadfa, we'll see what that means in a second. When that ends, kishamit gadfa ati mine, then the blood comes. There's a likuta Rashi over here that says gadfa is kanaf. Yeah, look, Rashi says here fluma. That's where I saw the word fluma. See that Rashi says fluma kanaf, a wing, fluma beloas. Right, notza or feather. Kanaf ze lashon notza. Right, v'shisa oto b'chnafav. She brings out a proof over there. She says when the feathers, right, now go of some kind. In other words, they start becoming more meaty. I suppose it's a sort of stage in the process of the animals of the bird's development. Right. So now hu amala. So that's hu tain lav hu amala efrochav eludam. So Gemara says emat. When is that? Right. When is that? So Amar Abaya Micheshamit Gad Feminev Atidama. So you see, Rashi brings the Abaya's onto that. Right? That's what Abaya said. When the wings sort of seem to go away and the blood comes in, I'm not exactly sure what that means. By Rabbi Zaira. So Rabbi Zaira has a kasha.
Pluck, pluck
pluck the feathers and blood comes out from.
I said that explains it. Yeah, when you start plucking feathers, and then it bleeds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really, eh? Okay, that's very good. I'm not sure how he understands that. He says, mechi shamit gad, when you start pulling, shamit, when you start taking out the feathers, and you bleed. Aha. So what's he trying to say? That there's a stage in the bird's life, where if you pluck the feathers, it wouldn't bleed.
Early on.
Okay, that'll be early on. Okay,
from the
okay.
They are able to swallow.
Okay, score.
The blood.
What's that? From the main word there?
The moment they are able to swallow.
Cool. That's not
before Abaye.
That's not Abaye.
And Abaye is explaining how one knows that the bird has reached the stage, that stage.
Okay, but he says, "Vuamara efrochavi aludam." Where do we see anything about swallowing, by the way?
It's before.
Where?
The pasuk from
Hutan of Efrochavi aludam.
Is that Iyov speaks about swallowing?
Leah.
Shamhu. So what says what is that he said the yalu means swallowing? Okay, excellent. The Shita Mekubetz said not on our page, but maybe the Shita Mekubetz said the parish, the full one. He said the chimatzev yisram dechishamid gad from inayva ati. The Shita on our, but our Shita is just the hagahot. There's a parish Shita Mekubetz. It must be in there. Did you question Shita Mekubetz? It must be there completely. There's a complete Shita Mekubetz. Okay, so Abaye Rabbi Zeira. Ha'omer harealai olam min ha'tor b'nei b'nei yonah. So now we know that Tor and b'nei yonah, right, are different stages of an animal's life. And we've also seen that there's a period when with neither a b'nei yonah or a Tor to be kosher to bring as a korban, right? So now Rabbi Zeira asks a question. If a person makes a neder, he says, harealai olam min ha'torim o min ha'b'nei yonah. He says, I may take upon myself to bring either from Torim or B'nai Yonah. Not committing. Right? Not committing. Look at Rashi here. Min ha'torim or B'nai Yonah. Me'eze mehen she'irtze. I'll decide in the future. Ve'hevi mishnehen. And he brought, right? Look at the Gemara. Let's stay in the Gemara for a second. And now he brought both. But he brought both a Tor and a Bnei Yonah. What about two of each? Right? But he brought them all at the stage that they were at the beginning of their Tzihuv, which we know are pasul for both.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So now the question is Mahu. What's the story over here? Let's look at Rashi quickly. Rashi actually helped put it, then we'll see in the Gemara will be easier. Now the question is, Yatzaya day nidro or lo? That's Rashi, right? Is he Yotze or not? Rashi is like this. Because what's going on? Yahadit nan tchilat tziuv pasul b'shneihem. When our Mishnah said that tchilat tziuv is pasul for both of them, mishum sveikahu. Why? Maybe it's because of a safek. What's the safek? Sheme gedolim, sheme ketanim. Because we're not sure, is the question, are we saying that we're not sure when that bird starts becoming yellow, we're not sure now, is it still a little one or is it older? We're not sure, it's like a banash mashot, right, of a bird's life. Hilchach hanoder torim, Rashi says like this, therefore a guy who makes a neder to bring a tor, lo yetze shemeketan, and he brings a tzihuv, he won't be yotze, why? Because maybe it's still too young. And the guy who makes a neder to bring a b'nei yonah, and then he brings these, let's say maybe sheme gedolim. But what's our problem in our case? Says Rashi. Look at the first wide lines of the Rashi. Aval ze shenadar eze sheyirtz. This guy didn't specifically say I'm bringing torim, I'm bringing b'nei yonah. He said I'll bring either tor or b'nei yonah. And worse than that, vehevi shnehem. So maybe yetzei mimar nafshach. We now, in any case, if he said I could bring either of them, so if we say that it's too old, and it's a safek, so if we've got both of them in front of us, we've got a tor and a ben yonah, and they're both at that same stage, so one of them has to be right. If it's too old, so then it's good for the tor, and if it's too young, so then it's good for the ben yonah. So one of them has to be Yotze. You brought them both.
Neither of them are okay because of the...
No, but we say it's a safek. We say, what's a safek? The safek is, I've got this bird in front of me now, it's a yellow bird. If I said I've got to just bring a tor, so now I must have got a safek. Maybe it's too old to be, maybe it's too young to be a tor. And if I said I'm only bringing a ben yonah, maybe it's too old to be a ben yonah. But it can't be too old and too young. So if I've got, one second, see if I've got a ben yonah here and I've got a Torah here, and it's because of a Safek, if I bring both of them, I've got to be Yotza one of them. Because out of the Safek.
Each one has its own Safek.
But I brought both!
So what?
So if I brought, if I combine the Sfeikot with both, then I'm Yotze with one of them. No. Because if the...
Were they born on the exact same day?
The appropriate age.
But no, but it's a, the point...
They're different, you can't be
But I said I can bring me Ezesha Irtze. Look, I'm trying to fulfill a neder. Just listen to me for a second. I'm trying to fulfill a neder. Right, we're not saying that there's this. I'm filling a neder, and my neder was that I will bring whichever one I want to bring. And now, if we say the whole purpose of the tziuv is because it's a safek, so a safek. Look at the safek. Maybe see the next part. The Rashi. He says, yeah, there's no safek in Shamayim, right? Look at the end of the Rashi here. Carry with me the second line. So he says he should be yotzei b'marashach. Why? Im gedolim heim yetzei mishum torim, ve'im ketanim heim yetzei mishum bnei yona. Right? Because I've got a Torah and a ben yona here. Now I would bring it. My neder said I could be yotzei either of them. So if there was only really, it's only because of a safek. So I've got a ben yona and a Torah. Oh, that's wild, hey? It's the short phone. It's not meant to be a...
The Maggid.
Well,
that argument's right. If the two are interchangeable, if a Tor and a Yonah, you can...
We can. That's, he said, as a Shirtse.
But they're not interchangeable.
But he said, whichever one I want to bring, I can bring either one.
You can't.
But his neder was, I could bring either one.
You know, that's right, if you could bring a Tor instead of Yonah.
He can! That was the neder. He said,
but
I could.
The rules are different for a Torah and a Torah can only be.
Exactly. So that's what he's saying. Since we have the cutoff, and he's saying it's a safek, so really a safek, we've got the safek. In there's no inherent safek. One of these birds is kosher. Either the Torah is kosher, or the Yonah is kosher. And he brought both, and it's because of a safek. So if you're telling me that the tzihuv means it's old, then when the Torah tzahuv is kosher tzahuv. And if you tell me that tzahuv means it's young, and I brought a b'nei yonah, then the b'nei yonah is a kosher b'nei yonah. I've got the safek, not the bird's got a safek. And I brought them both, and I can be yotze manyere with both. So therefore, I'm yotze, miman afshach, or one of them. We understand the problem when it's, I said only a Torah, or only a b'nei yonah. When I said either of them, so one of them has to be kosher here.
But
we're not there yet. That's the other side of the safek. But I want to first understand the miman of shach of the Rashi here. We want to understand what does Rashi mean when he says oze. Because if we don't, because we're combining them both, and the Gemara makes them two separate. There's ze. Oze, it's not together, and we're at the moment on the Zeh. So let's understand the Zeh. Let's understand Rashi now. Rashi tells us that the first Safek of the Gemara is that Miman of Shachi should be Yotzei. Because if we're saying it's a Safek.
No.
Right? But David says, David seems so that it isn't, there wouldn't be Yotzei under any circumstances.
What he's saying is Haim. It means they're both considered old or they're both considered young.
Yes.
Then I understand.
Because we brought, you can be Yotzei with either one, and you brought them both, and it's a package
deal. Only if you look at both of them separately.
If they turn yellow, they're bad, right?
For a Tor.
And for the other one as well.
No, at that stage of yellow, the Mishnah says it's possible. We're saying, why is it possible? Because it's a Safek. We're not sure if it's small or big. So if I'm able to be yotzei from either the Torah or the b'nei b'nyona, and I've got them both as a package in my hand, one of them has to be good. If I've got a safek, what's my safek? Either this is too old, this is too young. But one of them has to be right, because a safek means either it's too old or it's too young. So if the Torah is too old, it's good. If the b'nyona is too young, it's good. If the Torah is too old, too young, it's bad. If the b'nyona is too old, it's bad. But one of them is good. That's what a safek means.
Probability.
That's not probability. Safek. Not probability. Safek. We're saying there's a safek of young. I'm not sure. Is this old or is it young? Now, if it's old, it's not young. If it's young, it's not old. For a ben yonah, if it's young, it's good. If it's old, it's bad. For a tor, if it's old, it's good. If it's young, it's bad. I've got a tor and a ben yonah. One of them has to be good. One of them has to be bad. Right? That's me madashach. Okay. Let's stop with this. Okay. Let me give the shoe. Okay. Right. That's the tzadichat. Okay. So now, Okay. So that is that's the odilma. So now the Gemara says, or maybe completely different. Because the odilma here, much you understand now why I'm being so particular. The odilma is not what they say, and the odilma is no. Odilma Bria have velo nothing. What does it mean, Bria? That this stage of a bird's life, it's a separate animal. And it's not a safek. It's another animal. You've got a bird, a benyona. And when it becomes yellow, it's not a benyona anymore. Not because of a safek. And a tor, when it's yellow, is not a tor yet. And then it becomes a tor. So it's not a safek.
It's pasul for both.
It's pasul. It's a different bird. And when the Torah said bring a benyona or bring a tor, it didn't mean this animal. Okay? We're talking about the Mishnah. Our question is the Mishnah because of a safek, or is the Mishnah because it's not a b'nei yona or a tor? Okay? Good. Glad we got through that. Right? However, don't have it. I'm a Rav. Rav says like this. Toshma. Let's we'll bring a brighter here now, which will. Right? He said, Toshma. He says like this. Rav says, we're going to see now, and Rashi adds here, Mide itzrich kralim utinu. From the fact that we needed a pasuk, right? We're going to see like a it says like this. I'm right. Toshma prat letchilat atzihuv shebeze u shebeze shepasu. See that? He says there. From the fact that we need a pasuk, if it was just a safek, why we need a pasuk? Since when do we have a pasuk to solve a safek? So we got dinim with safek. Safek doraik lechumra, safek rabban lekula. We've got klalim of how to deal with sveikot. We had a pasuk, which is a safek. So Rava says the fact that the Torah brought a pasuk tells us not a question of a safek, and you would have been yotze mimah nafshach, a pasuk. It's not an animal, it's a separate animal. Right? So now the Gemara says like this. Iyamart. Bishloma Bria, Bria. How do they pronounce it there?
Bria.
It means Bria. The Torah uses Bria. You know, with the animals, well, we saw with trephas, with Isur v'heter. If you've got a whole little animal insect, even if it's a lesser, smaller than a kazite or a sora, like a lice, but it's a Bria. It's a whole animal. It's got chashivut, and therefore it's pasul. Something over here, right? Iamart Bishloma Bria have a shapir. That's fine. Your answer here, brother. If you tell me that it's a birya, and therefore it's a separate animal, and therefore that's what's not kosher, right? Mishlom a birya have shapir el iya marat sveika have. But if you tell me now it's only a safek, right? It's shichkra. That's the question. Still the question. This is our bias question. Toshma practical. So he says the fact that you brought a pasuk will prove it, right? Because if you said mishlom a birya, then what you had said previously, right? Then we know that's perfect. That's okay. Do we have such a situation where we need a sveika? Look at the Rashi there. Me ike sveika kame kuche brichu. What in Shamayim are there sveika? Do we need a pasuk to tell you a sveika? There is sveika in Shamayim. If you know that it's big, bring it as a Torah. If you know that it's small, bring it as a Torah. How do you know that it's going to be kosher? Right? In other words, where are you going to know it from? And you're going to need a pasuk. Let's come with that rest of the tomorrow. We'll come with the Gemara. That's your dechia. I didn't answer properly. We'll come with the